welcome to Friday's Love and Healing. And I am your host, Cosmic, or Wolf Ravenclaw, or of Cosmic's Frequency Music. Today, we are going to work on the chakras, aligning them and connecting with them for a little bit. I don't know if you want to grab your crystal, any crystal that you are drawn to today for Friday. Please grab that. And while we wait, we're going to do some removal of a stagnant energy with the tincture bells. So, I let go of any stagnant energies. I let them go into the universe and let them float away and transmute into beautiful positive energy. And so it is, and so it is. I'd like to welcome you to Friday's Healing. I am going to be using my chakra drum metal pan. But before we start, I would like to talk about some of the chakras in general. Within the spirit realm of every living body, there are a series of energy fields, very much like generators. These fields are called chakras. These energy centers have been known to, like ancient cultures, and more than 2,000 years, but there is only in a few last decades this information has been widely circulated in the West. The word chakra is Sanskrit for wheel. Chakras are contemplated as spinning wheels. That's like spinning wheels with energies. Each chakra has a color and vibration, a specific frequency. By using like your stones, your crystals, music, vibrations, and other like nature and your pets as well, because they can help you heal. It will help your chakras align and to help you on your journey and your path. The major chakra centers are base or root chakra, located base of the spine, and the color's red. This is the color closest to earth. It represents our grounding to the earth and our physical plane. Next, sacral or navel chakra, located between the base, the spine, and navel. Color is orange. The chakra represents sexuality, including our sexual impulses and our creativity. And the next is the solar plexus, located about 2 inches, 5 centimeters, below the navel. Color yellow. The solar plexus is a seat of personal emotions, which include feelings of personal power, anger, hostility. Our intuition is stored here. It can also be said to be used the solar plexus center of psychic and etheric, intuition, more or less. This is the seat of our emotional life, hence old age, referencing like the gut feelings we have. Excuse me. Next is the heart center. Center of the chest, color of green. Actually, that should be pink too, because I usually wear pink or green for the heart center. The heart center is of love, harmony, and peace. It is also a place of union between the upper and the lower chakras. It is through the heart that we find love, which then travels emotional center, the solar plexus, then travels to the sacral chakra, which aids to strong feelings of attraction, passion, and then to the root chakra, which provides and promotes the feelings of wanting to settle down. The love energies that travel down to the base root move up again to the heart and then to the crown for completion of the unity. Next one is your throat chakra, located within the throat. And the color is blue because it's calming and communication of blue. This is the center of communication, self-expression, and judgment. Should you experience any problems with communication, you can draw the color blue to this area and it will help you say what needs to be said, like any blue crystals. Wear blue if you do color magic or color healing. Blue flower in your house. Blue hat. Anyway, now that we know some of the beautiful things about the chakras, let's talk about the three elements, how they relate to your body as well. And then we'll move along to the healing. The way these elements can relate to each other, fire is direct relation to the spiritual body. Water is in direction to the emotional body. And air is in direction to the mental body. And then earth is in direction to the physical body. How cool is that? Okay, so now grab any crystals, any incense, and we are going to get ready for the chakra healing today. Now, you may want to do some affirmations or chants along with it, which is fine. Close your eyes or sit in a comfortable position. Go out in nature and listen to it. However you would love to do this. I'm going to do a little more healing, cleansing, stagnant energy with the Tibetan bells again. Tension bells. I let go of any stagnant energies in my energy field. I let go and let them go into the universe and transmute them into beautiful, loving, peaceful energies. And so it is. And so it is. Okay, I will start. It'll be a few minutes. You can do breathing in your nose. One, two, three, and release. Let it go. Exhale. Stagnant energies. Get into your little rhythm. Vibrating. roots, from your crown to your root, and washing all the stagnant energies away. Share this with your fur babies, which is fine, so they can get some love and frequency healing as well. Big exhale and wiggle your hands and toes and open your eyes and move around a little. I'm hoping you enjoyed this, and we will be back again. Much love and light. Blessings.